We set as a goal trying to get into the ballpark of what the Obama EPA would have allowed to have been built in the region. And we've done that.
That's Pebble Mine CEO Tom Collier discussing the now slimmed down size for the proposed mine about 17 miles northwest of Iliamna.
The Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment said that something 4.7 square mile footprint could be built. And we're at 5.4 square miles as we go forward with this project.
A footprint includes the pit, tailing facilities, and waste rock, the latter of which the company now says will be used to construct the tailings dams and not left out in open piles. This footprint is less than half the size EPA assumed Pebble would be developing. The entire footprint, including facilities and other construction, will now be smaller than the Donlin gold mine on the Kuskokwim, according to the company's estimates. This week, Collier is touting some of the other key design changes that he says are all in direct response to the concerns and criticisms raised by Alaskans over the years. One is leaving the last 15% of the gold in the mined ore.
We have decided that we are not going to do secondary gold recovery in this project, so there'll be no cyanide in the region. Tailings facilities will be much smaller. We'll separate out those that might generate acid if they're not treated in a special way, and make that facility lined and even more buttressed so it'll be safe.
Pebble is also moving away from Upper Tulare Creek, putting its 20-year mine plan together around the north and south fork of the Kaktuli River. The Kaktuli is an area of rich fish and wildlife habitat and is a tributary stream for the Mulchatna, which feeds into the Nooshigak, which drains into Bristol Bay. The west side tributaries just had a record-smashing return of sockeye salmon this summer, and messing with spawning grounds make a lot of people very nervous.
In normal operations, the disturbance of actual fish habitat is negligible, not measurable, just for the operation of the project.
This is a claim he and his team will have an uphill battle to defend. But then there's also the possibility of a major catastrophe, something that could drain a tailings dam into fish streams like what happened to Mount Polly in British Columbia in 2014. There will be lively debate about how strong a wide slope tailings dam can be built and about how clean the water can be treated, though Collier suggests theirs will be built sturdier than necessary and the water cleaned to the highest standards. But to measure the effects of a catastrophic spill, Collier turned to the Obama EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, something he does not consider a very friendly or open-minded study. It suggested that with no remediation or cleanup, some 10 miles of the Kaktuli salmon habitat would be damaged for 10 years by a major spill.
When we look at what that means in terms of salmon sockeye production in the region, it would literally be 0.02% of the sockeye production in the region. And that's a risk that we don't want to run. We believe we protected against that risk. But that's the worst case. And those who think that we would or could destroy all the salmon in Bristol Bay if we built this mine just don't have the facts before them.
Another major change to the concept is to move ore with a large icebreaker ferry to cross Iliamna Lake rather than a road to the north or south side around. Collier says Pebble is still studying those road routes as it prepares a range of options and alternatives for an eventual environmental impact statement, but the ferry, he says, would cut down significantly on disruption to wetlands. The project has been scaled back from an estimated operating budget of about $1 billion a year to more like $400 million. The company estimates it could still pay $20 million in royalties annually to the Lake and Peninsula Borough and maybe $50 million or more in taxes and royalties to the state, and still provide up to 1,000 new year-round jobs in Alaska. As to goodies for the region, Pebble is planning to generate enough natural gas-driven electricity to offer low-cost power to any nearby community that wants it, and is developing some sort of an annual dividend program for Bristol Bay residents and village corporations. It's still an overwhelmingly unpopular idea with most tribes, sport and commercial fishing groups, residents, and the leading organizations in Bristol Bay. It's also still a long ways off. If Pebble files an application by December, the permitting process could take 3 years or more, and inevitable lawsuit challenges would probably add a few more years before any construction would get underway. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.